Need to get started, so good morning. Welcome to the June 1st meeting of the Portland City Council. Would you please call the roll?
Fish.
Here.
Altman, Novick, Fritz.
Here.
Hales.
Here. Good morning, everyone. We have a quorum, but barely, so there's some items on the council calendar that we won't be able to do today because two of our members are not here. Those include emergency ordinances. So there's some things that are going to have to be passed on to future council calendars because we don't have the required four votes to do some of those things. And in fact, the consent calendar will be going through it one by one and pulling items that we can still act on to the regular calendar. So bear with us while we work through that somewhat anomalous situation.
Can I make a suggestion?
Sure, please. I think that'd be fine. Correct.
We're moving them because we don't have any.
That's a good idea. Thank you. Unless there's any objection, we'll do that. Okay. But first, before we get to the calendar at all, we have a proclamation, right? No, that one's on the calendar. So we'll take communications items first, starting with item 567.
567, request of David Keith Davis to address council regarding war on cop watchers by the city.
Hey, Mr. Davis, come on up.
So I want to talk about the targeting of cop watchers and police accountability activists by the city of Portland, including the recent trial of Robert West of Film the Police 911, where you guys of the city found that he was guilty, and he was the only one that was guilty. And the reason he was found guilty is because you have lying prosecutors that go up there and just say whatever the hell they want. They perjure themselves. They take an oath, and then they perjure themselves just like cops do every day in this city. And they're rewarded with overtime, okay? And why are you leaving, Mr. Mayor? You're the police commissioner. Why don't you sit here and listen to some police-related issues instead of running off like a little coward, scurrying little cockroach rat person, you know? I mean, really? And then you have Kathleen Sadat of COAB, and she has a real problem with people filming. And also this other lady over here who's going to be elected to a position of the Portland Development Commission. Well, you want to know what? The Portland Development Commission wars on the homeless. They evict homeless and mentally ill people. So that's a conflict of interest, her being involved in COAB and then being part of a group that bullies and evicts the mentally ill and the homeless. Sorry, that's a real issue, okay? And then where's my video surveillance tape of my arrest on November 25th? You know, you guys falsely charged me with a crime, and Mike Cohen said that I pushed him. Well, where's the video of me pushing him? There's plenty of video in this place, right? And you guys still won't release the surveillance footage? Yeah, have you heard about my recent tort claim for that false arrest and false imprisonment and all that other stuff? And now here I am, 6 months later, waiting for you jackoffs to pull out the surveillance footage and provide it to my lawyer. Sorry. What's going on in this city? You guys just run like a rogue little fascist dictatorship, and you think that, oh, yeah, you want to know what? Oh, Robert West from Film the Police 911. Yeah, he's the leader of Don't Shoot Portland. Yeah, right. A fat white guy is leading Don't Shoot Portland. That's what your little prosecutor said. Is that guy going to get perjury? Is he going to be the same prosecutor that goes and lies on the stand against me? Probably. Or one of your other city-paid, state-sanctioned liars. What is this? You think that lying against citizens and warring on activists is a good thing? You think that's appropriate behavior?
Mr. Davis, you're out of time.
How a city is run?
You're out of time, Mr. Davis.
You guys ever look at the Constitution? You guys
Mr. Davis, you're out of time. Thank you.
Okay.
Let's take the next item.
Well,
568, please.
568, request of Neil Walker to address council regarding how support from Portland Police and a service agency has impacted his behavioral health growth. And he cannot make it today.
Okay, then let's move on to 569.
569, request of Crystal Alinsky to address council regarding recognition of community activists and volunteers.
Ms. Alinsky, you here? All right, let's move on to 570, please.
Request of Fletcher Nash to address council regarding support for HIP class.
Come on up. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. And I'd just like to say thank you for your time. I think it's an honor and a privilege to be able to sit before you guys.
Thank you for coming.
I come before you just hopefully for you guys to support the Humanities and Perspectives class. It's a really great class. I'm kind of nervous.
No, it's okay. Take your time. Be easy.
I was supposed to have some classmates with me, but unfortunately they couldn't make it. It's a free class that is put on by the Humanities and Perspective Organization, and it's for low income, and I would like to say the working poor, because all of us in that class is not, you know, low income. We just, you know, but we are low income. I would just like to read one of the letters that our class have wrote. Dear Portland City Council, we, the graduating class of the Humanity and Perspective of 2015-2016, have learned and grown and opened and enlightened. For the last year, we've been meeting twice a week with five college instructors as part of the Humanity and Perspective program. HIP is a class made of a very diverse group of learners, people of different ages, races, backgrounds, and sexual orientations. We all live under 200% of the federal poverty guidelines. None of us have graduated from college yet. And we want to pursue a higher education to help ourselves, our families, our community to succeed. And as we reach the end, we want you to know that this class is the first step towards giving back to the community. Education is the most valuable thing that a person can have. Education is one of the surest ways out of poverty. This is even stronger when you are taught how to be a better person in your community, no matter your age, race, or religion. It gives a person confidence and ability to problem solve life's problems without violence or anger. We did not agree on everything, but at the end of the class, we were all still friends. By studying the literature, visual culture, philosophy, and history together, we can get a greater sense of interrelatedness of knowledge and art, as well as our community, as the community we live in. Our classmate Tim puts it this way: I've learned more in depth understanding on so many fascinating topics. Another classmate put it, HIP has broadened my somewhat narrow worldviews through discussing such things as justice in a very diverse setting. I feel that I have come. Oh, yes.
How do people reach you as well? Yeah.
Oh, it's a Humanities and Perspectives class, you know. If I can have Kyle. Here we go, Kyle, come here.
So tell us how people can get in touch with this program, because obviously it's doing some good.
Yeah, so the program's run through Oregon Humanities. It's a nonprofit. It's Oregon's State Humanities Council.
Oh, okay. And,
yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so go to the Oregon State Humanities Council
or
website.
Oregon Humanities website. Yes.
Website, okay, yeah. Great. Hey, thank you very much. We appreciate you being here and shining a light on this good work.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much.
And if I can't, I'd love, I may.
Please, yeah. Thank you so much. Appreciate what you're doing. Yeah, I saw her. So Ms. Alinsky's here, so we'll go back to item 569, which has already been read, so come on up. Yes, please.
I wanted to make copies of this from the Vanport Mosaic, but I don't have the money to make copies anymore like I used to, and Sam Adams vetoed it. He said, you can't hand out things to the public. So anyway, hi, I'm honored to be here. My name is Crystal Alinsky. I'm very privileged, and I've been making this four-hour commute since 2008. I had an interesting weekend. It started in the search to find the 150 women who'd been swept up in Gresham and dropped off in downtown Portland. I never found them, but a friend said that he saw a load of suitcases and bags at TPI. Do you know what happened? Meanwhile, OPB was talking to City Hall about their plans to resettle the same number of women and families from the extended temporary SEER shelter in Lake Oswego. Will the Greshamites get the same attention, the Greshamites?
Actually, the SEER shelter's in Portland.
Greshamites.
Oh, well,
the women from Gresham. Will they get the same attention?
Try. I hadn't heard about it before. Thank
you. Speaking of the Housing Bureau, I applaud the commissioner in charge for deciding to tax the new constructions, read banks, developers, rich people mostly, but maybe he'll give exceptions to the average small homeowner, that would be nice, to go towards subsidized housing. I hope it's not to the same agencies that Mayor Holes gave another emergency at $18 million to the ones I've been testifying about their increasing failures since the first day I came here. I can see how Commish Saltzman's frustration with the other commishes involving themselves in housing issues without informing the Bureau could result in his action, what may be the best action to date, especially if it leads to rent control, as the Portland Tenants United has been pressing, and fewer galas and lobbying for the Metro Multifamily Housing Association. Then I saw Nick Fish at the Vanport Mosaic. His speech was shorter than any I'd ever seen from him, thank goodness, and his Freudian slip was not lost on me. Overcoming diversity. He meant to say adversity. After all, it was under this administration and the forever funded blood-sucking capitalist wanking PDC, Portland Development Commission, that North Portland saw its worst gentrification in history. I know because that's where I lived. And there were simply too many taxpayer-funded monologues by the likes of Chucky Hales about affordable housing and input by of the locals, churches full of the elderly and black residents, who in fact did not want these demolitions and these shoddy new constructions that cost $3,000 a month. Meanwhile, a group of people who should be honored a hundredfold more than Phil Knight, remember I held that book up to you the other day, scraped together enough for us to save us from collective amnesia about Vanport. Did you attend the AIPAC conference last weekend? Do you know anybody who did? Okay. Well, that was another thing I did this weekend. Okay, I went to see Om Akram and Rameya of the FreePalestineMovement.org. In my perspective of housing, and I'm almost done, I'm sorry, of housing and colonial settlements, heightened and deepened by these two women who are the bravest I've ever met, and we should honor them. We should also honor Hedy Epstein, who just died last week. She was on the Free Gaza Flotilla and a survivor of the Holocaust. And we should also honor people like Michelle Munt, who lived in subsidized housing and fought for the rights of the people who should not be swept up. Shoes, beer, and primate research, Guantanamo Bay torture, those are bad for the environment. If we can house 30,000 people in 110 days after the Depression and during the war, why can't we do it now?
Good question.
Thank
Crystal,
you so
thank
much.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Anybody,
okay,
you can
let's
get this on the website.
All right, thanks a lot.
Vanport,
let's take item 571.
Item 571, request of Evelyn Bross to address council regarding housing.
Come on up, please. Take your time. Thank you for coming.
I'm a little sore. I'm sorry.
No problem. Thank